Unmarket Your Business, the podcast. Born out of the need to share strategies and techniques that really work to market your business. Think yellow page ads and cold calls are your only choices? That's so last century. You're about to learn tested, tried and true marketing techniques you can apply and master. Ones that feel authentic instead of salesy. Strategies that are true to who you are and how you want to present yourself to your ideal clients. Let's join our host, Carol Joyce Dunlop, in the studio now and allow business success to move forward. Hey, good afternoon, everyone. It's Carol J. Dunlop, your online wow strategist and Amazon number one international best-selling author. Guess what? I hit second time best-selling author for the book, Gratitude Journal. So I'll tell you more about that in a bit. But for now, if it's one thing that I've learned about people, we all follow the crowd. We say we don't, but if the crowd is doing something, pretty much anything, we're in. They call it FOMO, fear of missing out. And it's a real thing. And it drives people to do things they may not have otherwise. Good, bad, indifferent, you know. But look at it this way. What if we can create FOMO, that FOMO feeling around you and your business? Today, I'll share three ways that you can create FOMO, be seen as the authority, and get all the clients you want. Stay tuned. We're back at it in just a sec. But first, February is the month of love and concentrating on your heart. Love is a beautiful thing and can bring up so many feelings of gratitude and thankfulness. Capture that feeling of love and gratitude each day for the next 90 days and see your business and your life explode with goodness. And you can do that in the 90-day gratitude journal for your business, and you can get it by going to csicorporation.com/gratitude. And I want to also invite you to tune in on next Thursday, which is 02-20-2020. Don't you love those numbers? As we do round two of our Gratitude Lives. All day, all the authors of the 90-Day Gratitude Journal for Your Business will be live on their individual Facebook pages. And we're going to have some of the supporters who actually came in early with us to get an actual copy of the journal, experience it, and they'll be talking about, you know, what changes they've experienced during this time of gratitude that they've just dedicated to gratitude. Can't wait for that. So go to csicorporation.com/gratitude, see the schedule, you know, sign up to make sure that you're on track to get in on the live that each of the authors have, and it's going to be fun. It's going to be really fun. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. Okay, now let's get back to this thing about FOMO, fear of missing out. I got a quick story for you. So, you know, we released the Gratitude Journal last week. Yeah, last Thursday. But before that and leading up to it, we've been doing Gratitude Lives, and all of us were kind of doing some things. So I attended Nadine Mullings. She's one of the authors, my biz bestie, colleague, and marketing collaborator. We do a lot of things together. She has what she calls these Power of Brunches. And each, I think she does them once a quarter, and it could be the Power of Faith. She's done the Power of Peace. They're really very powerful, you know, I have to say. But this was the power of planning, the power of using God's planning. It was great. And so we went through the whole brunch, and we ate, and we fellowshiped. It was awesome. So toward the end, we were talking about how she was a part of the gratitude journal, the 90-Day Gratitude Journal for Your Business, and she was an author, and how it was coming out the following Thursday, and it's going to be great, and we got these supporters, and we said we still had some slots left, and that they could get in on it. You know, it was just $15, and, you know, you get to advertise your name, your business name, a website, city and state, and one social media handle. And I said, wow, you know, we've only got, I think at that time we had about, it was about 20 slots left. And there were like 10, I want to say like 10 people at the brunch, because Nadine likes to keep them really small. Well, I tell you what, once I announced the thing and I said, we've only got like 20 slots left, every person in there said, I want in, I want in, I want in. How do I get you the money? What do I need to do? That is FOMO. That is fear of missing out. And I didn't even say it for them to feel like they were missing out. I was just giving them, offering them an opportunity, saying, hey, you know, if you want to get in, we got these, and you'll be in the, you won't be in the Kindle version, but you will be in the paperback version. But it was enough so that when one person said, I want in, everyone was like, ooh, I don't want her to get in. I'm not in. I'm in. I'm in. It was great. It was really awesome. And it turned out to be something much more than I even expected. So that's the feeling I'm talking about. That's that FOMO thing. So how can you create this feeling in people around you and your business? I've got three ways you can do it. So the first way is, I want you to be the authority. I want you to be the go-to person, the expert, the it thing out there that people, it's just like, if you're not involved with what Carol's doing, if you're not on her podcast, if you're not part of her videos that she's doing, if you're not part of her projects, you are missing out. And I want them to be saying that about you. One way that you can do this is, do not sell yourself short or cheap. I want you to charge what you're worth. And I know that's kind of difficult for people who are just starting out, or someone who's not exactly sure of, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want to step on any toes. I don't want to leave out the people who can't afford me. I want to help everybody. I want you to get over yourself right now. Because there is no way in this world, or out of this world, that you're going to be able to help everybody. It just don't happen. Not everybody is even a Christian. Not everybody is a Muslim. Not everybody believes in the gods that the Indian people, and I'm talking about the people who are in, I mean the Indians, the Asians, on the continent of Asia, the Indians over there. Everybody doesn't believe what they believe. And they got a lot of people. Everybody's not a Buddhist. So you can include everybody in what you're doing. Number one, everybody don't even want what you got. I don't care what it is. Everybody hasn't even read the Bible or the Quran or any of the books that are out there. Everybody is not, number one, everybody is not a target audience. So you can't target them. You can't think that everybody's going to want what you have. It just doesn't work. So I want you to get out of that mindset of, well, I don't want to be too expensive. I don't want to, you know, turn some people off. You will turn people off. You will be too expensive. I don't care if you're charging a dollar. It's going to be too expensive for someone. Someone can't pay that dollar, you know. And sometimes people are very smart. Sometimes if they really want something, they will approach you and say, hey, I can't afford this right now, but how can we work together and get this done? Those are the people you want to look for. Those are the people who really want it. Because if you just slash your prices or don't charge what you're worth or just come out with cheapness just to be cheap, that really isn't a price strategy, because someone else can always be cheaper than you. And why do you want to sell yourself short anyway? That is the question. Why don't you charge what you're worth? I had this situation recently with a potential client. And before I even gave the price of what I was doing, I knew that if they were not able to afford it, or they didn't want it enough, or I didn't sell it the right way, that they weren't going to do it. And I was okay with that. Because to me, I got so much going on in my life right now. Good stuff, bad stuff, indifferent stuff, just things, life, you know, all, you know, mental stuff, physical stuff, just you name it. I got a lot of stuff going on, as all of us, I am sure. So my thing is, yes, I want money, definitely. But I want to be involved with people who I can really make a difference with and help them. And if they're not really willing to pay me my worth and come up with the money that I say, then I don't need to work with them at that point. Maybe they're not really ready for me. Because people who approach you and say, I want something affordable or reasonable or whatever, that's subjective. What does that mean? What does that mean, affordable or reasonable? Because I'm going to tell you, when the tables are turned and you want to go to them, they're not looking at, you know, you want me to be reasonable. You know, I spent X amount of years in college. I've got these degrees. I have these certifications. I have 20 years of experience doing this, and you want me to be reasonable? What are you talking about? That's what they're thinking when people come to them. So you need to think the same thing. You can't just accept whatever because someone feels that this is the thing that they should pay you. You know what I'm saying? Really, I want you to really think about that. You have to be the authority. You have to be the leader. You wouldn't go to Oprah and say, Oprah, I really want to work with you, but can you give me a reasonable price? You know, that wouldn't even come out of your mouth. You know, Michelle Obama, that wouldn't even come out of your mouth. Other people who are doing stuff right now, who are doing big things. And believe me, they did not start out doing big things. They started out just like you and me, you know, on their little road. They built up, but because we respect them, we know that they're the authority. We've seen their journey. We know they deserve to get paid this money. Look at what Michelle Obama did last year with her book launch. She came out, turned that thing around. She was like, if you want to get an autographed copy, a picture of me and something, it's going to be $3,000. Just rolled off her tongue. $3,000. This is how much it is. The book was, you know, however much, $20, $30, whatever it was. I do have a copy. I have not read the whole thing. It is good, but I have to read it in pieces. So I don't want you to sell yourself short because you, right now, you who are listening right this second, you are just as important as Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, even Donald Trump. All the people who you look at as authority figures, higher than you, up levels higher than you. You are just as valuable, just as authoritative as they are. So charge your worth. Don't just cheapen yourself. Because I'm telling you, some people look for how much you're charging for something, and they judge it based on, oh, they're not charging that much for that. It must not be that good. Even if someone is charging the heck out of something just to charge it, and you pay it, the value of that has already shot up because now they know that people will pay that. There are people out there. There are school teachers and nurses and firefighters and, you know, civil servants who are paying a heck of a lot of money for some things, and you'd be like, wow, you paid that much money for that? So I'm not telling you to just charge exorbitant fees. I'm saying charge your worth. And when you tell people how much it is, you say, this is how much it is, and you zip your lip, and you don't say, but I can give you a discount, or I could come down off of that. That is not the thing. And then you also are not ready to give a discount at a moment's notice. Just think about it. You are sharing your knowledge, your expertise, your experience, all the greatness that is within you. And do you want to cheapen it? No, you don't. Authorities don't cheapen themselves. Now, what authorities do is they make some things available to a certain amount of people or have different ways that they can do things. Like, for instance, for me, I do the 10K Tuesday trainings every week in my Unmarket Your Business Facebook group for free. I don't charge anybody. You can come online every Tuesday. I'm doing them at 1 o'clock now. And I did ask my group to be in prayer for me because I'm trying to figure out what is the best time because I got some personal things that are going on Tuesday and I don't want to move it to another day. I just have to find the best time. But for right now, it's at 1 p.m. And then when it's over, the recordings stay there. And those trainings are all designed to help you reach your first or next 10K month, making $10,000 in 1 month. I am very close. So you're going on the journey with me. Maybe you've already made $10,000 in a month, but can you repeat it? These trainings are helping you do that. So these are free. All you got to do is join the group and boom. What? I'm not even charging you. But don't come to me and say, Carol, I want to work with you one-on-one or I want you to do this and, you know, I only have $20. I'm like, what? Come on now. So that's number one, be the authority. Number two, I want you to collaborate with other authority figures. So I drop names like Oprah, you know, even Donald Trump, because even if you like him, you don't like him, you hate him, you don't want him, whatever, he's still an authority figure. He still has millions of people following him. He still, you know, had some great things going on in the past, and I really loved his shows, The Apprentice and stuff like that, and I really did follow him at that time. So, you know, he's still an authority figure. Whether you like it or not, he is, and that goes for a lot of people. You know, Joel Osteen, I like him. Some people don't. But I want you to find the people who are in your arena, who service your same audience, the target audience, the people, the niche, whatever, the people who resonate with you. Find people who are authority figures in that group of folks and collaborate with them. Do a book. Hello. Do a summit. Do a giveaway. Do something that's collaborative so that, or interview them. Have them interview you. Yeah, I got on this interview with, wow, I can't even think of her name, but I saw her, and it's she's in Italy, and I can't think of her name right now, but I was following her for a while, and she put out this book, How I Made $80,000 with My First Book. She put out a book that said, How I Made $80,000 with My First Book. So I got it, read it, very good points in it, and then, of course, I got on her list, and she put out a thing that said, hey, I'm starting a new podcast, and I want to interview people and kind of coach you on the call. You know, reply back if you want to do it. I did it. Of course, I got in, right? Here is a big authority figure right here. She sold 80,000 books, $80,000 worth of books, right? And she was interviewing me. I was on her podcast. Isn't that awesome? Shame I can't remember what it is right now, but I will, if you go on my site, then you'll be able to track it because I have all my stuff up there. So that's what you need to do. You need to get around the people who are authorities, who have authority, and do something with them. The quickest way, easiest way to get involved with someone who is already an authority is interview them or ask them to be interviewed. Maybe they can come on. Maybe they can. It's not a podcast, but you can just do an audio. Can I interview you and put it on my blog? I would love to, you know, showcase you, or I'd love to, you know, ask you some questions. Are you okay with that? And depending on how you approach them, most people will say, I mean, people like to be interviewed, especially authority figures love to talk. So most of the time they'll go ahead and do it with you. So number three, the third way to create that FOMO is to write a book. Did you know that you can't have authority without the word author? You can't have authority without the word author. So that means that you need to be an author. Why does being an author create FOMO? So let me tell you this. It is very hard to create a book. I don't care if you do a novel, if you do a book where you talk, a memoir, or any type of book. It's very hard, and it takes a lot of dedication. It takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of focus. It takes everything. It's hard. If it was easy, everybody would do it, right? So I want you to become an author. Here's some quick ways. Some quick, easier examples. You could create a planner, like Nadine Mullins did. She created the best marketing planner, where she teaches you or shows you how you can plan out your social media, all your marketing, email marketing, everything. I think it's really, really great. You could do a guide. Maybe you are doing how to do this or how to do that, or maybe the guide to the city. I did this. This lady came to me, this was several years ago, and she wanted to do a guide to the Miami area. And she wanted to show all the restaurants and the places to party, where to get the best drinks, the hotels and stuff. It was really cool. She had put all this information together. And she didn't really have to write anything. All she did was, you know, she got the categories. What are people going to look for who come here? And she listed the stuff all together. And then she charged people to get in a guide. And she published it. And she gave it away for free. Right? because she made money on the other side. Or you could do something like I did, the 90-day gratitude journal, because it really started out first as a guided journal. You know, you can do guided journals on any type of subject, you know, how to get in touch with your inner self, or how to be a better parent, how to be a better mother, how to be the most awesome lover, you know, whatever. And you just have one prompt per day. You could do, let's say, like 50, 60 days or so, because you want it to have substance, and you want people to really go through a change during that. So there's one prompt a day. The rest is writing. You could do a workbook. Especially if you already have a book, take out 90% of the text and guide people through the book by them purchasing the workbook. That's simple, right? My first book that I did was actually a collaborative book with Anita Henderson and Candace L. Davis. And Anita is a publisher and a author coach, and Candace is an editor. Two wonderful, awesome women. I didn't know nothing about writing no book. And they taught me all I needed to know. And so we put out that first book, Write Books That Sell Now. It was great. It was awesome. People loved it. And then it spurred me on, like, I want to write my own book, my solo book. So I did that. Unmarket Your Business, 10 Ways for Savvy Entrepreneurs to Stand Out, Stop Struggling, Start Profiting. That's how I got the number one Amazon International best-selling moniker, which I use all the time. And then now the 90-Day Gratitude Journal for Your Business, which has hit bestseller. And we are looking forward to it becoming a number one international bestseller when we release the paperback next week. So that's kind of my author journey. So now if you look at me, wow, I've got three books that are out. Two of them are bestsellers. One of them is a number one international bestseller. And I have another book that's coming out probably in the spring, but at least before summer, I think. And I know that that one is going to be a number one international bestseller. At the bottom rung, it'll be a bestseller. And that is about technology, and it's called Tech Magic. So write a book. You have no excuse. I've just given you some easy books you can write. Here's some harder books that you can write. Maybe you're going to document your system. You have this proprietary system where you put people through to help them do their social media, to help them create a calendar, help marketing like Nadine did. But it's not just where they're doing all the writing. It's you doing all the writing and they're following your system. Now, that's a little bit harder. That's kind of like what I did with an Unmarket Your Business book. It took me 90 days I was finished with the book, finished writing it anyway, but then we had to go through, you know, the editing and all that. I'm talking about the real stuff with the book, editing, everything. That's going to take you a little bit longer. Maybe you're going to do a how-to, you know, maybe you're going to do a cookbook. You can even do something where you are, you know, taking people step by step, getting from one place to the other. Maybe they're going through some transformation. Whatever it is, write the book that's going to make you some money. Now, I have another book in me that I've been holding deep inside me for a long time, my memoir, that would chronicle my husband and mine's journey through our health crises. And mine would be, of course, breast cancer, and his is a stroke. But I'm not to the point where that was a book I was actually first going to write, and it just didn't turn out that, you know, it just wasn't one of those things that I wanted to write right then. And then actually Anita told me, she was like, girl, write that money book. You can write that other book anytime. So I decided to write the Unmarket Your Business book. And that's been a great decision. I'm not quite ready to write this whole, the memoir thing of our journey with health. And I mean, I was, but I don't know. And maybe I won't. Maybe when I get older, I'll write it. Who knows? Because that will be a book just for me. And it's okay to write a book just for you. You want to write your memoir or something, if you've been through domestic violence, losing a baby, anything, you know, you can write it to help others. But we're talking about business here. We're talking about people having this FOMO, this fear of missing out on you and your business. So think of the money book that you can write and get to writing. You're listening to the Unmarket Your Business podcast. So those are the three ways that you can create this FOMO for you and your business, and you know, just get all the clients that you want because they'll be coming to you. Number one, remember, be the authority. Don't cheapen yourself by just charging less just because, oh, they're not going to pay. Somebody's going to pay that money. And guess what? It's going to make you feel so much better. Like, wow, they actually paid this money. Now I'm going to do this awesome job. You do this awesome job. And they talk about, wow, I hired her and she did this awesome freaking job with blah, blah, blah. And that's going to bring more people to you. Number two, collaborate with authority figures. If you don't think you know anybody who's doing the same thing that you are, not the same thing, but serving the same or similar audience, you just need to open your eyes and look because they're out there. Get to interviewing these people. Get on things that they're doing. Start following them. See what they're up to because you never know when you're going to get the opportunity to do something with them that's going to really, you know, step up your game a couple levels. And then number three, write a book. Write that money book. Get yourself out there because I tell you what, writing a book gives you instantaneous authority because you wrote the book. A lot of people want to write a book. A lot of people are trying to write a book. A lot of people have been writing a book for years and never got it done. So in their eyes, you're like, wow, you wrote that book. You're amazing. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I do not cheapen myself. I charge my worth, and I hang around some awesome people. So that's all I have for you today. I hope that this has been like the spur, the little stick in your side to get you up off that thing and say, hey, I am the authority. I am the best. I'm being around other authorities. And welcome those clients who are coming in because as soon as they find you and see how awesome you are, they will be running toward you and they will have that FOMO fear of missing out. So thank you for joining me today. Tune in again next week. Now, next Thursday, like I said, we're going to be live all day in our gratitude lives. You can go to csicorporation.com/gratitude to find out all about it. But I will still have an episode of the Unmarket Your Business podcast. I don't know what I'm going to be talking about next week, but it's going to be something very good to help you market your business better. Unmarket your business, actually. Thanks so much. Have a great day, and I will see you next time.